Christianity, they need to be overthrown as quickly as possible.
And it is a scientific fact that we do not have to live this way.
That was Bob Avakian. He is the only leader in this country who is even talking about making a real revolution. But that is not all. Bob Avakian is the only leader in this country who is actively providing leadership to make this revolution real in this time. But that is still not all. Bob Avakian is the architect of the new communism, a whole new framework for human emancipation. This is world historic. This means that it is possible to not only bring down the monstrous system of capitalism and imperialism here and around the world, but to build new, revolutionary societies that are filled with vibrancy, lively culture, widespread debate, dissent, intellectual ferment, all while enabling people to go to work together to dig up all forms of oppression and exploitation, and finally, at long last, achieve the emancipation of all humanity. No one else has done this. This is why we here on the Revolution Nothing Less show follow and fight for the leadership of Bob Avakian. And this is why you should too. My name is Sansara Taylor, and I'm joined today by Rafael Cadaris. Welcome, Rafael.
Good to be here, Sansara, and welcome to everyone tuning in, especially our new viewers in this truly intense and very dangerous moment for humanity. As Bob Avakian said in that opening clip that we watched, we can no longer afford to allow this system, these imperialists, to rule over and dominate humanity and determine their destiny. They need to be overthrown, and that is why this show is dedicated to fighting for, to organizing people, to recruiting you to be part of a real revolution to actually do that in this time we're living in now.
On today's show, we are going to draw from Bob Avakian about how to understand this critical moment leading into these truly high-stakes elections. And we're going to hear from him as well on the strategy for how the forces for revolution can grow rapidly from small to big, so that we can seize on this rare time when revolution is more possible than it has been in generations, precisely because of how society is being torn apart by the divisions from top to bottom.
Then we'll sound the alarm about the escalating horror show of genocide and cruelty being inflicted on the people of Gaza by Israel, with the full backing of the U.S., and the escalations towards wider war. We'll touch on the campaign to raise big money to get Bob Avakian's leadership and social media dispatches at Bob Avakian Official known and engaged by millions. And we'll share excerpts from the program held at Revolution Books in Berkeley, commemorating the 60th anniversary of the free speech movement. So with that, let's get into it.
We are now less than 2 weeks away from an election that offers the choice of an unhinged, pathologically lying, sexual assault bragging, blatantly racist, outright fascist Trump on the one side.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within. And we have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
And the disciplined and ingratiating Kamala Harris, who built her entire political career mass incarcerating people, especially black and brown people, and who is right now drenched with the blood of the people of Gaza. This is a choice that must be rejected. It is a choice that reveals the utter illegitimacy of the whole system of capitalism and imperialism that rules over us. This is a time to reject this system, to reject its choices, and instead to join with Bob Avakian and the RevComs in working to seize this moment to make a revolution, for real, to bring about a whole new way of life, a fundamentally different system. Of course, a lot of people object to this scientifically grounded truth that I just shared. We've been taking this out in the streets, we RevComs, and people raise excuses to avoid confronting the truth of what I just said. In his social media dispatch, Revolution number 88, a rare time, an urgent need for revolution, not continuing enslavement to this system. Bob Avakian quoted someone who typified these kinds of objections. They said, quote, "If Democrats lose the upcoming election, there is no fighting for a new system, as the other side already has their new authoritarian system planned out and ready to roll it out with Project 2025. Battles are how you win wars, and losing this election means the initial war is over and lost. Then a much harder war begins that we can't win without great casualties. End quote. Here is how Bob Avakian began his response to this.
This utterly fails to actually think outside the framework and confines of this system. It ignores or downplays and does not really come to terms with this important reality, which I emphasize in my message number 85. As horrific as Trump is, supporting Harris and the Democratic Party means enlisting as willing accomplices in the crusade of U.S. capitalism imperialism to remain the world's number one exploiter, oppressor, and plunderer of people and the environment, even at the cost of risking the future and the very existence of humanity. This is not a simple-minded insistence that there could never be a time when, in effect, supporting a lesser evil Democrat could be correct. In fact, there were very particular and very exceptional circumstances in 2020, which meant that precisely from the strategic standpoint of working for revolution, it was necessary to vote for Biden. But now is not such a time, and the actual circumstances now mean that voting for Harris involves reinforcing this monstrous system and working against the revolution that is urgently needed, and in fact is possible in this time we are living in now.
We need a revolution, not more of this system. Look around. Capitalism imperialism is accelerating the destruction of our planet. And this includes the actual policies of Biden and Harris: expanding drilling, expanding fracking, fueling environment-destroying wars, all while lying and posing as friends of the planet. Meanwhile, the U.S., yes, led by Biden and Harris, is backing Israel's genocide in Gaza. It is heightening the possibility of a war with Iran and perhaps an even wider and more destructive war. At the same time, the U.S. is providing weapons and intelligence and strategic direction to Ukraine and carrying out the U.S.'s proxy war with Russia at the cost of an estimated million lives already, and all this has the potential to escalate into nuclear war, even as the U.S. is also making preparations for military confrontation with China, who also possess nukes. Without any exaggeration, these conflicts with these weapons could wipe out human civilization as we know it. All of this is what you are lining up with, what you are enlisting with, what you are giving your consent to if you cast your vote for Harris. But that's not your only option, especially in these times that are anything but normal. Let's return to Bob Avakian.
Besides the ugly truth of what Harris is really all about, there is the fact that in the election this November, assuming it is held then, if Harris were to win the majority, not just in the popular vote, but also the Electoral College count, it is almost certain that Trump and the Republicans would refuse to accept this, and things would likely be thrown into chaos and upheaval, even beyond what happened with the last presidential election in 2020. The country as a whole is being torn apart by divisions that can no longer be covered over, and things can no longer be held together in the way they have been for generations. Everything will very likely be coming to a head and coming up for grabs this year, 2024, with the presidential election this year a sharp focus of the fight between the dominating ruling class parties, Democrats and Republicans, a fight that is very likely to break all out of the bounds of the normal way they exercise power over the people and keep their whole murderous system going. This kind of deep division, and especially this bitter antagonism among the powers that be, has not been seen in this country since the time of the Civil War, way back in the 1860s. This is not a time to be siding with one group of oppressors or another. This is a rare time, a very rare opening, a chance that may come only once in a lifetime, a chance to take advantage of the deep divisions among the ruling oppressors and go after their whole system with the aim of bringing the whole thing down and putting something much better in its place.
So with that, I want to urge every single one of you, if you can, get to the meetings being held by the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity this coming week in Chicago, New York City, the Bay Area, and Los Angeles, or reach out to us from wherever you are around the country. The title of these meetings is The Choices of the 2024 Election Are Terrible Choices for Humanity. We need a real revolution for the emancipation of humanity. This is going to be a chance to dig into Bob Avakian's analysis of this time, the possibility for revolution, and to get organized with the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity to act in these decisive coming days. Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
As Sansara said, we are not living in normal times. We are living in profoundly dangerous times when events are accelerating and can spin wildly out of control in many directions. But these are also times that hold unprecedented potential for real revolution if we understand this and act accordingly. As we speak, the state of Israel, fully backed by the U.S., is quickly escalating its genocide in Gaza. For the past 20 days, they have been laying siege to northern Gaza, starving the population, bombing refugee camps, hospitals, committing massacre after massacre. Now is not the time to grow numb to this, or to comfort yourself with the Biden-Harris administration's lies that they are pressuring Israel to let in aid and to get a ceasefire.
Well, the U.S. is warning Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza or face the consequences.
And there are really two things left to do. Get the hostages home and bring the war to an end.
The same lies that they have been telling for a year, while the U.S. weapons keep flowing to Israel and the bodies keep piling up. No, now is the time to confront the urgent reality of a genocide within a genocide happening right now and fight to stop this. Watch the Palestinian writer and analyst Mohammed Shahada describe the situation in northern Gaza right now.
Israel is implementing now a strategy that is in northern Gaza premised on four different pillars, one of which is mass starvation, quite literally mass starvation. The other one is mass killing and producing mass casualties, wounded people on mass scale. And then the third one is shutting down all hospitals simultaneously so that people with these wounds are destined to die if they don't move south. And the last pillar is the mass expulsion, where you literally see Israel ordering people every day, move south, and then they literally round them up from schools and hospitals and force them to line up on a death march and move to the south. I have friends who lost family members on some of these death marches, where you have to walk for dozens of kilometers under scorching heat or in the cold without any assistant, on foot, under constant fire, fully starved with an empty stomach, and some people collapse and die on the way. I've never seen anything like this, but on the other hand, I'm seeing Israeli politicians and media celebrating the footage of these death marches with utmost glee and utmost joy.
And for those who are being forced out of northern Gaza, what's the situation in the rest of the Gaza Strip?
Once you cross to the southern side, what you will find there is an insanely overcrowded tent city, just tents upon tents upon tents, surrounded by mountains of garbage and pools of sewage water, heavily infested with diseases, no protection against the weather, no protection against the rain, and just left doomed to your own fate, basically surviving off handouts, humanitarian aid that is barely coming in. So people find this as an absolute nightmare. And once you cross to the south, Israel is playing with people in the south like a ping pong, moving them around like chess pieces all the time, moving them from Deir el-Balah to Khan Yunis, and then from Khan Yunis to Mawasi, and then from Mawasi to Khan Yunis again, and back to Nusrat. It's a nonstop nightmare. And this constant instability, this constant uncertainty, is one of the worst things you can do to someone that is heavily shell-shocked and traumatized and in pure survival mode.
For months now, our website RevCom.us has been warning that Israel aims to reduce the Palestinians to such a state that they will no longer pose any problem for Israel, if not literally killing off and or driving out all the Palestinians. Now we are seeing Israel's final solution coming more into focus.
Now Israel's main liberal newspaper, Haaretz, has been warning since for many weeks, but yesterday they came and officially said, the editorial board, they said Netanyahu's government is now, quote, paving the way to building settlements in Gaza, building the path or facilitating the path to building Jewish-only settlements in northern Gaza after emptying it completely. So for Gaza's population to be moved into an overcrowded, unlivable tent city, pure sand and rubble and the desert, and be shell-shocked all the time and squeezed more and more and more into tinier and tinier places, it is an absolute nightmare. And that's the Israeli strategy. The reason why they adopt these strategies, what they themselves brag about, is that the images of these death marches count as a victory image for Israeli political parties and for the Israeli public, to show that, look, the Palestinian public are being humiliated, are being terrorized, are being collectively punished. And with the sort of excuse that this pressure might at the end lead Gaza to either surrender or face complete demise.
Surrender or complete demise. Think about that. These are human beings. Israel is aiming to completely break the spirit of the people in Gaza, or if not, to wipe them off the map. This is what all too many Americans are enabling with their silence. And this is what you become an accomplice to when you get behind Kamala Harris. And let's be clear, the Biden-Harris administration is not just backing Israel in its genocide in Gaza, its rampage in Lebanon, and its threats against Iran. They are now actively participating in it.
In a show of force, the U.S. says it's preparing to deploy a sophisticated anti-missile defense system in Israel, along with 100 troops to operate it. It's the first time American troops will actually operate in Israel since Hamas's terrorist attack on October 7th.
This itself is a dangerous escalation. Don't believe the lie that these missiles and U.S. troops are just defensive.
Now the U.S. says it's stepping in to bolster Israel's defenses with $1 billion THAAD and troops to operate it.
They are strengthening Israel in its coming attack on Iran, and that in turn could drive Iran to escalate further. Plus, U.S. troops inside Israel are now in the direct line of fire, And if any are killed in an Iranian retaliation, Israel could use that as a justification to further escalate. And the U.S. imperialists could be drawn even more directly into a major war on Iran. A war which could spread across the Middle East and draw in other nuclear-armed imperialist powers like Russia and China. This danger is real, and it could literally cost millions, even billions, their lives. The U.S. and Israel aren't risking humanity's future for some just or noble cause. They're doing it for the most foul, unjust cause there is. The preservation of the blood-drenched, planet-killing system of U.S. capitalism imperialism and its Middle East henchmen, the genocidal apartheid state of Israel. To those of you who refuse to become complicit, to willfully blind yourself and justify the Democratic Party's war crimes, you have the responsibility now to speak out, to stand up, and to put it on the line to stop these atrocities.
Death for Kamala is death for genocide! The U.S. just sent $27 billion to Israel! $27 billion to
And you have a responsibility to get to the root of the problem so that we can stop this system of perpetual war crimes and crimes against humanity once and for all. That means revolution. Yes, a real revolution right here in the belly of the beast, right here in this time we're living in now. Above all, it means engaging and following Bob Avakian, who's developed the strategy for revolution and the new communism for an actual emancipating alternative to this system. And it means joining the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity and becoming part of the growing, organized, disciplined, bold, and fearless forces working every day for this revolution.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
Everything we've gotten into so far today underscores the urgency of making revolution. But how could this be done when the forces organized for revolution are so small and hardly anyone in society is even thinking about or wanting a revolution right now? This is a critical question, and it's a huge positive factor that Bob Avakian has forged the strategy for transforming this situation so we can get in position to make the revolution humanity so urgently needs. We had the chance to ask him about this when we interviewed him on this show 2 years ago. Listen to his answer, and then become part of consciously working with us to carry this strategy out.
So just to follow up on that last point you made, and some of the people who have been active going out to organize people with that understanding have raised to us that... But the people say to us, they look out there and they say, you people don't have that many people right now. You're kind of small. And not only that, there's not really the kind of mass resistance we need. And so how are you going to do that? What you're talking about sounds good, but it ain't going to happen. What do you say to them?
Yeah, well, a lot of times it looks like something's not going to happen until the night before it does happen. You know, that's one thing to understand. And that has meaning. It's not just a clever thing to say. You know, this is a time of, you know, when things are being accelerated at an increasing pace, you know, and changes. I mean, who anticipated a year ago even that they would overturn Roe v. Wade? You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, this, the Supreme Court's bad, but they'll never do that. You know, I've read many articles where people were writing and saying, they'll never do that because most people in the country support the right to, at least the right to choose. Well, guess what? They did it. You know, and that, you know, things of that kind are going to continue to happen at an accelerated pace. And, you know, so yes, it's true. The forces of revolution, in particular the Rebcoms who base themselves on the new communism, are very small at this time. That's a fact, you know, and we're not gonna try to, you know, bullshit people and pretend something other than what it is, because we base ourselves on a scientific approach to making revolution, which means actually dealing with the actual reality and telling people the truth about the actual reality. I've told this story before. There was a group, you know, I don't know if they're still around or not, but back in the 60s, there was this group called PL, Progressive Labor. I mean, you can imagine, they're supposedly a communist group. Imagine what kind of communism, what kind of group is supposed to be communist, calls itself Progressive Labor. I mean, come on. Anyway.
Wrong on two counts.
Leaving that aside, you know, like in the economism to the nth degree, you know, just like burying yourself in the narrow struggles, you know, of today. But anyway, one of their members got up at a rally, and I think it was actually they were being interviewed too. And I think it actually got into the New York Times, where they said, we have 10,000 members in Harlem. And a bunch of us said, man, what the f*** are you talking about? You don't have any f***ing 10,000 members in Harlem? And the guy said, yeah, I know we don't, but if we say it, maybe we'll get them. Well, that's not the way we're going to approach things, with that kind of opportunism. You know, you have to deal with the actual reality. So yes, the forces of revolution are small right now. The Rebcom forces, basing themselves on the scientific method and approach of the new communism, are small. And, you know, if it were just a matter of, like, gradually accumulating forces, you know, a few today and a few next week and a few next year, and, you know, with the prospect that maybe in some, you know, never land of 70 years from now, maybe we'd have enough people to make a revolution. Well, yes, then you could say that would never happen. But, look, I made this point in 2020 when there was a massive upsurge around the murder of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. You know, I said, look around you. Nobody expected this kind of massive outpouring. And yet, here it came seemingly out of nowhere. But it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the underlying contradictions, the oppression of black people in particular and others, Latinos, Native Americans, and the brutal way in which this is daily enforced by murdering pigs. This was the underlying accumulation of contradictions and, you know, and suffering and anguish and outrage finally burst forth when this was just one too many. It's similar to what's happening in Iran now. You know, I mean, there have been many women dragged off the street by their morality police for years and decades. But finally, this one, you know, with this particularly brutal murder of this, yes, that's what it was. You know, you know, the idea that this 22-year-old woman who was perfectly healthy had a heart attack is outrageous, you know, and nobody believes it. Not even the people telling them to lie believe it, I would imagine. Okay, but all of a sudden, things have reached another level. Now, I don't know where all this is going to go at this time. The forces of the ruling class there are still very powerful, but this has gone to a level beyond anything previously. And it's, you know, on the one hand, you know, you could say it's just one more thing. Here's one more woman dragged off by the morality police and brutalized, and it results in her death. But it was just one too many in the context of a lot of other things going on. You know, people are suffering economically and so on. It was just one too many. The same thing in 2020. There were millions of people in the street. What was missing then, and we have to fault ourselves in part for this, although we talked about revolution and put out revolution, we didn't really go and struggle with people about, you know, what this really shows is the need to get rid of the whole system. And you're not going to defund the police. You know, look at what's happened. You know, you got, the great Democratic hero, Joe Biden. The answer is not to defund the police, it's to fund them, fund them, fund them. What'd I say? Fund them. You know, so, you know, but that was a prevailing line. And so, you know, this thing got led off into a side, you know, side stream and, you know, a side street and didn't go anywhere ultimately, even though it was, you know, really heroic outpouring of millions of people, which was supported by millions more around the world. Who predicted that a month before? I mean, yes, we've been talking for decades and mobilizing people in struggle against police murder for decades. You know, there's a whole national day of protest against police brutality and criminalization of a generation and repression. That goes back to the mid-90s. You know, but all of a sudden, a bunch of things came together. All right, you know, if the revolutionaries had been working the way we should have been, bringing revolution to that and struggling with people, not just about we need revolution in the abstract, but why these other avenues and lines and roads and programs were not going to lead things where they need to go. The question is, why should anybody put up with this kind of, you know, brutal murder time after time after time after time? Why do the parents and loved ones of these people have to shed these tears and cry this anguish time after time after time? Isn't it long past time to put an end to this completely?
Yeah.
Okay, so then what is going to be required to put an end to this and all the other outrages, which we also need to be bringing sharply to light? You know, the oppression of women, the absolute destruction of the environment, the threat of nuclear war going on, the persecution of the immigrants, and on and on and on. You know, the persecution of gay people and, you know, trans people and so on. You know, in the context of all that, we needed to be saying to people, there's only one solution to this. It's not an easy solution, but it's the only real solution. That's what a scientific approach tells us, because this is rooted in the system and we can show it. And the only way to get rid of all this is to overthrow this system. Now, that would not have led to a revolution right then, but it could have led to accumulating many more forces. And then the next time something jumped off, like what happened with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we'd be in a stronger position with more forces and more ability to impact that situation, so long as we were consistently going out there with revolution. And they, you know, Lenin made the point, leader of the Russian Revolution and a, you know, important communist theoretician, made the point that in these kind of circumstances, which we're living in now, and it's important to understand, you know, decades of ordinary times get concentrated in not only in years, but in months and weeks. And that's what you saw in 2020 on a certain level, not yet to revolution, but that's what you saw. And that's what's going to be increasingly happening. The question is, are the revolutionaries, small as they are right now? Yes, we're going to be honest about this. We're not going to try to fool people. That's not scientific. That's not principled. But small as they are, can they go out and drive home to people this lesson and show it in a scientifically grounded, understandable way, not talking like, you know, well, you must understand it's the imperialist system that causes all these horrors in the world. And the first thing we need is a proletarian revolution, which first occurred in 1917 after the failure of the Paris Commune in 1871 and was taken to its highest level by the Chinese Cultural Revolution. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? But to go out and in a living way present to people the actual reality of what this is all rooted in, why things are accelerating the way they are, how the ruling class is increasingly an antagonistic, unresolvable conflict within itself, and how this provides opening for us to actually get rid of all this oppression by scientifically understanding that it's rooted in the very workings of this system, the very dynamics and the very relations of this system, and that we can mobilize and win over the forces, most of all people who are catching the worst hell under this system, which are millions and tens of millions, but also people from other parts of society who hate injustice and who want a better future for humanity and don't want to have nuclear weapons raining down on humanity, don't want the environment to be destroyed. We can win increasing numbers of them over, and it's going to all be very accelerated one way or the other. So we've got to go out with that understanding and give that understanding to the masses of people, like I said, in very basic terms and in everyday language, not in a stilted language that I was just, you know, mocking, to be blunt. But, you know, this is where building up the forces for revolution in a growing way, Today there are small numbers. Tomorrow there are, you know, hundreds verging on thousands. Then there are thousands. And when there are thousands, those thousands make millions sit up and take notice. You see thousands of people all together, you know, firmly convinced of the need for revolution, not in some sort of religious sense, but in a, with a scientific foundation in basic terms. You see them on the political stage, influencing the political terrain, you know, the how things are shaping up. Millions of people start taking notice, and millions of people who are telling us today, oh, that'll never happen, start thinking a little differently, or at least questioning, well, maybe it could happen. And then, you know, the question is, do you have a leading force, a core leading this, that has the scientific method and approach and has an actual strategy and plan for how to build up the forces for revolution, how to work to create the conditions for revolution, carry out what we call the three prepares. Prepare the ground, the political situation, prepare the masses of people, and prepare the vanguard leadership so that you can go all the way with revolution. You know, and people are going to start sitting up and taking notice. Wow. There are people out here, and they're very serious about this, and they have a scientific approach which they can explain to me in terms that I can actually understand, and they've got a strategy and a program for how to go out, how to go about this and how to win when the time comes. Not that they've given us a guarantee, but they have a strategy for how to go about winning, and they've got a whole vision and concrete blueprint for what to do when we do win, namely the Constitution for the new Socialist Republic in North America.
Since that interview was filmed, Babavakian launched an ongoing series of dispatches at Babavakian Official, and this is now a key part of the strategy he was just breaking down. In fact, fighting to raise tens of thousands of dollars, and ultimately much more, so that we can place online ads, print materials, carry out bold actions, all aimed at getting Babavakian's leadership in front of and engaged by millions, is the most critical part of our strategy to prepare the situation in society, prepare the people, and prepare the organized leadership necessary to make this revolution. As it says on the brand new website, babavakianofficialeverywhere.org, why donate? Because capitalism imperialism is destroying the future. Society is being ripped apart with sharpening civil war-like divides between fascist Republicans and war criminal Democrats. Donate to help shatter the lie that there is no alternative to this system. Your contribution will fund an online advertising campaign to reach millions quickly with Babavakian's real-time leadership via social media. Through his social media, Babavakian shows why revolution is more possible in this time and how to seize on this to put a far better system into place, a new socialist republic on the road to real emancipation for humanity here and around the world. Donate today to Raising People's Sights. And here we want to share a message from someone who's donated, read by a member of the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity.
My name is Chantel, and I'm reading a message from someone who donated to the campaign to get at Babavakian Official out to millions. I donated $20 to the RevComs and at Babavakian Official, and you should donate too. Here's why. Number one is that I like this, and that's the reason I want to be a part of this. I believe in the We Need and We Demand, a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system declaration. That's what brings me in, and where it explains the source of all the suffering and the madness. It's another good point. It makes me want to be a part of this. But I want to see how to make this possible. It's really a tall order, and it can be overwhelming, but I definitely don't like this capitalist system. Imperialism has run its course. We should all be able to live on this sphere in a humanly manner. I'd like to see that happen before I meet my maker. And I want to be part of something that can make this system different. We know capitalism is a mess, and it's been that way so long that people get accustomed to it. I feel like we're going to destroy ourselves. But the question is, how are we going to do this? How? That's what I'm trying to understand. How? That's what I'm getting from listening to what Mr. Avakian is talking about. How would a completely new way to live look? What would that be like? Can you create a place in an area away from all this, create a way of life, and then see how to make that go? But I know the way things are, they would get rid of that and crush anything you do that's really going to threaten the system. It's about getting rid of the whole system. I donated $20. We're looking for 20 more to donate now.
That is a very moving statement from someone whose horizons are being opened up by engaging Bob Avakian. And we want to call on all of you to answer their call to donate. Listen to the titles of just the last three dispatches BA released.
In response to a critical point raised by a gang member, the revolution answers yes. Fascism can be in the interests of an oppressive ruling class, but never in the interest of the oppressed. What is wrong with those Latinos? And yes, there are more than a few who are supporting Trump and his racist attacks on immigrants.
As of this filming, we're $14,448 into a $20,000 fundraising goal. So go to BobAvakianOfficialEverywhere.org, donate today, and spread the resources there so that we can meet and surpass this goal.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Prophesize with your pens and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. And the news of now will be later to win, for the time. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command, and your own road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand, for the times, they are a-changing. For the times, they are a-changing.
Years ago, students at UC Berkeley not only took up the fight against white supremacist segregation and discrimination, they went up against and defied the rules of their school to do so. They defied mass arrest and other repression. So launched the free speech movement, a movement whose impact shook up and inspired people across campuses nationwide and throughout all of society. Bob Avakian was part of this movement, and this movement had a lasting impact on his life and his life's work. So this past weekend, Revolution Books in Berkeley held a program to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the free speech movement. The speakers included Waldo Martin, UC Berkeley professor of history and the author of Black Against Empire, a book about the history of the Black Panther Party, and David S. from the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity. The program featured historical footage from what was an important turning point in the development of a radical student movement in the 1960s. And a new pamphlet with Babavakian's reflections on this movement were shared with everyone. In this pamphlet, Babavakian brings to light the important lessons and principles from that movement that are not only relevant to the immediate struggles of today, but that Babavakian says have been incorporated into the new communism that he has developed. For the final segment of our show today, we want to share two clips from David's remarks.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
In this pamphlet that everyone should have received today, featuring his heartfelt and thought-provoking reflections on the FSM, B.A. speaks to his response to Mario Savio's Bodies on the Gear speech on the steps of Sproul Hall. He says, quote, acting on that challenge and pursuing it to its fullest conviction has led me not in a smooth, linear way, but through a sinuous course marked by radical leaps to the conviction that only a communist revolution in the U.S. itself and throughout the world can fully and finally uproot the injustices that we were rebelling against in the FSM and others that have been brought more sharply into focus, including imperialist domination of oppressed peoples and nations, the oppression of women, the despoliation of the global environment, as well as the fundamental fact that the US economy and the whole global economy is founded on the exploitation of the majority of the world's people for the profit of a relative handful. And this conviction has deepened through the years of being engaged in the struggle as a communist revolutionary, end quote. So something that should become clear after this, a glaring irony that you might have missed in the flyer for this event, it's common wisdom in academia and amongst democratic critics that communists can only achieve their goals through brutal suppression of individual rights. Yet, the principles and spirit that are incorporating into the guiding principles of the new communism that Babavakian has developed give much fuller expression to dissent, critical thinking, and creativity than any of even the best capitalist democracies or even the previous socialist societies that existed for some time. BA has looked honestly at the experience of socialism, building on the tremendously positive accomplishments of these societies while solving some real problems that existed. This includes breaking with the wrong understanding that truth is dependent on class, background, or commonly identity, or that it's determined by brute strength or might makes right. Instead, he insists that truth comes from all corners and should be determined by objective criteria through the open contestation of ideas. The new communism rejects harmful notions and the practice of revenge and the ends justifying the means, that now it's our turn to be on top. Instead, BA calls on people to be emancipators of humanity, with our means being consistent with our end goal of abolishing all forms of oppression and exploitation. Again, none of even the most liberal capitalist democracies or socialist societies that previously existed come close to the type of society that's made possible with the new communism that BA has developed, which incorporates key lessons from the FSM, which I'll be highlighting in my speech. So having made revolution a reality through tremendous sacrifice and initiative, what would the outlines of this new society be? For starters, let's look at the first point that's in this declaration that lays out a whole new dimension of freedom and rights of the people. The role of the new socialist government, including the police and military, would no longer be to contain, control, repress, brutalize, murder, and slaughter people here and all over the world. Instead, the new People's Police would sooner take a bullet themselves than needlessly kill one of the masses. They would safeguard the rights and lives of the people. They would protect society from sabotage and attacks while backing people up as they work to end all oppression. In this new socialist society, people won't just be allowed, but they'll be encouraged and given the means to express themselves politically, to protest, to write, to criticize officials, to strike, and to express themselves freely through artistic and other means. This would be a society grounded in the goal of ending all oppression and exploitation, challenging all of the social and political norms that go along with it. A society with an educational system and a general vibe and ethos that enables people to pursue the truth wherever it leads, with a spirit of critical thinking and scientific curiosity, learning about the world in order to meet the most fundamental needs of people throughout the world while protecting the diverse ecosystems of the planet. There's more to this declaration and a lot more to this constitution, which it summarizes, that I won't get into in my speech. But this is something that I would love to take questions about in the Q&A, and I encourage everyone to explore it for themselves. Look, this is not a utopian dream. All of this and so much more is possible as soon as we get the current system off our backs. There is a real chance over the coming weeks as society increasingly fractures and sharp divisions lead to major clashes that the whole direction of things can be changed. And what can make the decisive difference in these times is if millions of people engage with and consciously follow Bob Avakian and the new communism he's developed. This is especially the case if people learn about the inspiring possibility of a radically different and much better system that takes to heart the key lessons of the FSM. And as they do this in a wild, vibrant, and beautifully diverse movement that takes things even further, bringing people together to end all injustice throughout the world through revolution.
This brings us to the end of today's episode of the Revolution Nothing Less show. I really want to underscore, after everything we've talked about today, everything that we brought alive, you are part of a community of people engaging the biggest questions when you watch this show, the questions that are burning for humanity and whether humanity will have a future worth living. As we go into these momentous next days and weeks, this is a show you need to be watching, spreading to others, and following Bob Avakian official, getting his voice out there. If you're anywhere near Chicago, Bay Area, Los Angeles, New York, get yourself to the meetings being held this Sunday and on Tuesday by the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity to get organized into this revolution, to learn about it together with others. And if you're not in one of those areas, reach out to us. We need to be working together to seize this rare time to wrench a future, a positive future worthy of humanity out of these dangerous but also potentially very liberating days. And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
Was die Attentäter betrifft, die in Berlin den Anschlag auf die deutsch-arabische Gesellschaft verübt haben, ist die Polizei einen Schritt weiter gekommen. Der nach dem Anschlag
they sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward. take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Manhattan. Then we take